Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by John Jansen. He is with 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, getting you ready for Sunday Night Football. John, really happy to have you join us today, man. Really appreciate your time.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me. It's a hell of a season, or at least the start of the season so far, and a lot of unexpected wins and losses. I know you guys are not happy with where the Chiefs are right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you guys are dealing with the exact same thing that Kansas City is also dealing with, just the feeling of how wide open it is. You know, every time you think you got a good understanding on a team, something changes. You know, the Buccaneers, I think they're a good team. They're not going to have Chris Godwin or Mike Evans. You think Philadelphia's good. They've lost their last two games. The Patriots go on the road and beat the Buffalo Bills. I have no clue who's good right now in the league.
No, and that's that's kind of what makes it fun right now. Is at this time of the year, because everybody's got their preseason predictions and everybody thinks they know what's going to happen this year. And then it's the same thing all the time, whether week one is a liar or not. And it feels like maybe week one was a liar for the Lions, but you get to 5 or 6 weeks and now all of a sudden you're trying to figure out what did we really know to start the season? And it comes out that most of us knew absolutely nothing.
So let's just start with this, John, and again, happy to have you on the show today. I feel like a big talking point around the league in the beginning of the season is what were the Lions going to look like without Ben Johnson and without Aaron Glenn and the uncertainty around the coordinators. It doesn't feel like anything has changed in Detroit watching them the first month and a half of the season.
No, it doesn't. And I mean, even when Ben left and went to Chicago, he talked about how much talent was on this offense, and he said, hey, that's a high-test sports car right there. Good. I really think the biggest question mark that is being answered as the season continues to go is replacing both guards. Christian Mahogany at left guard he's a sixth-round pick that was injured most of last year. He started two games. And then this year, you know, when you have Tate Ratledge, the second-round pick, replacing a former Pro Bowler. And then you have Frank Ragnow, who was your all-pro center, retire after the draft, after free agency. Those three inside have played, other than that first game against the Packers, those three have played extremely well. And there's a lot of people that are talking about this offensive line being back in certainly the top 10. And there's some people that think this might be even a top 5 offensive line, having lost all three guys from last year.
John, I'm curious to get your answer to this, because we are certainly living in a golden era of Detroit Lions football. One of the things that we talk about in Kansas City is, when's the moment when you realize that Patrick Mahomes was special? And people kind of have different answers. Like, my answer was, it was his first home game. He threw a touchdown pass against the Niners. And I remember thinking, that looks like Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. And I just felt like the Chiefs just had a very special quarterback. You've been around for a lot of Lions football, good and bad. When did you realize that Dan Campbell was the one to turn this thing around?
Well, it was the fact that Sheila was the ownership. Sheila Hamp Ford was going to be patient when they started out, you know, what was it, 1-6-1. And, you know, it's just when you have a start like that and you have a history that the Lions have had, Dan and I were in the same draft. He was with the Giants. I was with the Washington football team. And I've known Dan for a long time. Hank Fraley, the O-line coach, Mark Brunell, the quarterback coach. These are all guys that I played with. And so I knew if given the amount of time that they would need to turn over everything, the entire franchise in Detroit, they'd eventually get it. But when Sheila came out and said, hey, at 1-6-1, most of the time when you get that, you know, the vote of confidence, it usually means you got about 2 weeks left and then you're going to be fired. She was patient. And then it was, you know, the ability to continue to build and add through the draft. So it's really the unique combination of Brad Holmes as GM, him identifying talent, and then it's Dan Campbell coming out and being able to put together a coaching staff that develops that talent, but they don't always throw you right in there and expect you to be a stud right away. Amon-Ra St. Brown, he didn't score his first touchdown until week 15 of his rookie year, and now look at him. J-Mo was hurt, but even in his second year, they use them sporadically. Like, they just do this with all of their draft picks. They are patient with them. They allow them to develop. And that's part of why they have depth. And it's why those guys, it's what makes Brad Holmes look so good. He's drafted good talent, but they do a good job of developing it.
John, you used the word depth. You guys are certainly going to have to challenge that this week. Uh-huh. Take us through the injury report right now, because it seems like that secondary is very banged up, which is a really bad space to be going up against Patrick Mahomes.
It is. And I tell you what, if you guys know any of those names in the secondary that are actually going to be playing, you know, hey, more power to you, because nobody does. It's kind of the same thing with that happened to the defensive line last year. So I don't know if Kirby Joseph is going to be able to go or not. I know he's a game time decision. Same thing with Brian Branch. I would expect both. Those are tough guys. I would expect that they would be able to go and play. It's the corner position where now you're looking at it going, okay, who are these guys? How long have they even been here? Which will limit what Kelvin Shepard could do defensively. So it's really going to come down to, hey, you're going to have to apply a lot of pressure. You want to try and do that with Patrick Mahomes to begin with. And I know that they've had some offensive line issues for a number of years in Kansas City, but he's a guy that can overcome all of that and eventually find that open receiver, because protection just breaks down. And when you've got guys that, hey, one guy's been here 1 week, another guy's been here 2 weeks, another guy you're bringing off the practice squad, it's going to be a huge challenge for Kelvin Shepard.
Right now, we're talking to John Jansen with 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, taking a closer look at Sunday Night Football. I remember when the Matt Stafford and Jared Goff trade happened, and I felt like at least the tone was, well, the Lions got a first-round pick out of it, and they just got to buy a year, year and a half of Jared Goff, and they can move on and get their own quarterback. And Goff has certainly exceeded those expectations. Do you guys in Detroit feel like he's the one that could possibly get you over the hump? Because it would seem you guys have given him everything, a great offensive line, great running backs, wide receivers, a very talented defense, when healthy. Only thing is missing is that quarterback to get you over the hump.
I 100% believe that he could be that quarterback. And you look at his numbers over the last couple of years, and yes, with more talent, the quarterback's going to look more productive and the numbers are going to be better. But the connection that he has with Amon-Ra St. Brown and how automatic that is, when you have all of these different weapons, you got to have a quarterback that is super smart. And that's the one thing. You could look at Jared Goff and say, well, yeah, there's a lot of quarterbacks that got a stronger arm. There's other quarterbacks that are, you know, there might be 31 other starting quarterbacks that are more mobile than Jared Goff. But he is super smart, and it's rare. And I know he had, what, 4 interceptions in the playoff game last year. How much of that was the hit to the head that he took? I don't know. But more times than not, he's a guy that understands the defense, understands, hey, the play that we're in, it's no good. Or there's only going to be one option, and I got to get that ball out right away. 3 games this year so far, games 2 through 4, absolutely no sacks and very little pressure. Offensive line did a good job, but he did a great job, a masterful job of putting them in a play that was going to be successful and that he knows he could get the ball out, and he's unselfish. If that ball's got to go in the dirt, it goes in the dirt. It's got to go out of bounds, it goes out of bounds. But he is super smart, and I 100% believe he is a quarterback that can win a Super Bowl in Detroit.
Right now, we're talking to John Jansen, who covers the Detroit Lions. I just finished watching the Cowboys documentary not too long ago, and just Jimmy Johnson, he was the perfect coach for the U. He was the perfect coach for those 90s Cowboys teams. I feel like the Lions hired the absolute perfect coach for the city, also for the team that I think really represents Detroit.
Yeah, and I mean, Dan was here. He was here when the Lions were bad, and I know he was hurt. He didn't play much in that 0-16 season, but he knows what these fans and how rabid these fans are. And so he's that perfect combination of meathead and football genius, and nobody really gives him credit for how smart he is. This is his offense. It wasn't Ben Johnson's offense. It certainly wasn't Anthony Lynn's offense. And it's John Morton has come in, but it has all been Dan Campbell, and he just fits this city to an absolute T.
John, taking a closer look at this game on the defensive side, one player that worries me on the Lions side is Aiden Hutchinson. I got all the respect in the world for his ability. I thought last year he had a chance to win Defensive Player of the Year. He then had the significant injury, missed some time. He is now back, and he looks to be the exact same player. He seems like one of those guys that could really disrupt an offensive game plan.
He can, and the thing about him is it's just his motor. He's not a guy that's ever going to take a play off, and he's not a guy that they even take off the field. So it is, if he's got to play 65 plays, he's probably out there for 63 of them, and he's going absolutely balls to the wall the entire time. And what makes it even better is, and I don't know if Aleem McNeil will be back this week, next week, that's going to make that defensive line better. Tyleek Williams has made that defensive line better, and it's the more guys that occupy bodies, now you can't commit as many resources to Aiden Hutchinson. Al-Qaeda Muhammad has 3.5 sacks on the other side. And if you've got to account for him, now all of a sudden, instead of being able to put 3 guys on Hutch, maybe it's only 2. At times, when you're trying to get guys downfield, it might be only 1. And that's a lose-lose situation for whoever that tackle is.
Right now, we're learning a little bit more about the Detroit Lions with John Jansen of 97.1 The Ticket. Last couple of things here, John, and we appreciate your time. First thing is, are you surprised that Detroit is the underdog in this matchup? I only ask because Philadelphia was favored in their matchup against Kansas City. Baltimore was favored in their matchup against Kansas City. When the line originally came out, I thought the Lions were going to be a 2-point favorite in this one. It was actually the flip side. Kansas City was the 1.5, 2-point favorite. Are you surprised that the Lions are underdogs in this one?
I'm not surprised. And some of it has to do with the injuries. And you know, if Taylor Decker can't go, Giovanni Manu, who they're trying to develop, he wasn't ready against Cincinnati. And he played okay, but Trey Hendrickson, that was a tough matchup for him. I think that plays a factor, and he's even dinged up. I know he sat out a day of practice this week. So there are some issues, and we already talked about the secondary and the corners. And I'm not surprised at all, but I tell you what, and they don't have any control of it, but I know that team in Detroit prefers to be the underdog. They like the, you know, the perception of being disrespected, and they're going to go out and they're going to fight. And here's just a little fun fact for you. We talk about Jared Goff and you know, whether or not he's a top 5 quarterback or a top 10 or can he win a Super Bowl. He's never lost to Patrick Mahomes.
Last thing here, John, give me your Chiefs win if scenario. Give me your Lions win if scenario.
Well, the Chiefs win if they just pick apart that secondary and the Lions can't get home. If they find a way to, you know, keep Mahomes clean and keep him away from Hutch and you know, there's just that secondary. Eventually, Patrick Mahomes is so good. He's smart, too. He's going to find a way to pick apart that secondary. And that's going to be why I think they win. If it's a Lions win, it's going to be because they were able to win the time of possession, win the ground game, which is not going to be easy against that Kansas City defensive line, and they're able to control the tempo of the game. That's that's going to be the key for this Lions team and coming away with a win.
That is John Jansen joining us on the show. He is with 97.1 The Ticket in the Motor City. John, really appreciate your time. Looking forward to a great one on Sunday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for having me, and I hope everybody enjoys the game Sunday.
Absolutely. That is John Jansen joining us on the show today. Covers the Lions. Really excited to catch up with him and get his thoughts on this matchup. I need you guys' help with something, and hopefully you guys can help me out. 913-586-7965. I am going to my first Chiefs game in a very long time. The last Chiefs game that I went to, it was Chiefs and Texans in the playoff. You guys remember, the Chiefs got down 24-0 very early on in that game. Mecole Hardman has the big return, Chiefs score, fake punt. That was the last Chiefs game I've been to. Every other time that I've had an opportunity to go to Arrowhead, I usually give my tickets either to Rob or I give them to Sam Stevie over on the news talk stations. But this was the one time that I was offered tickets, and you know what I was thinking? Man, I kind of want to go. I took a look at the slate this weekend in the National Football League. It's not very impressive, and I'm just deciding to make it a football weekend. Going to Mizzou, Alabama on Saturday, going to Sunday night football. So I'm hoping just to have a great time. This is my question. What time do I need to be out there? Because I do want to get the full experience. I don't know the next time that I'm going out there. I don't plan on making this a regular appearance. I like watching the games at home. I like having my own space. I got the Wi-Fi. I don't got to worry about anything. I get the meal that I want. I enjoy watching football games at home, but this feels like a very important game. Sunday night football, I think it's arguably the best game of the weekend in the National Football League. It's a standalone game, so I don't really feel like I'm missing anything. I feel like I can potentially watch a little red zone and then go out there. My plan is to get there at 4. That's my plan. My plan is to get there at 4:30. I don't really feel like I need to be out there much earlier than that. But I don't know the vibes. I don't know the situation. I have actually only tailgated 2 times in my life. Some of you tailgate every single week. I've only been to 2 tailgates in my entire life. It just feels like it's a lot of standing around. I've never done it before. So that's why I'm asking. I want to get the full experience and going out to Arrowhead this weekend. I'm not going on a press pass. I'm going out there just like you guys. Got some tickets, got a parking pass. I'm going to go out there early, walk around, get the sights and sounds and smells of Arrowhead Stadium. I just need to know the do's and don'ts. I need to know the how-tos. I haven't done this in a long time. The last time I went to Arrowhead, I went out there for Beyonce. That was the last time I was out there. So I don't know the vibes. What time do I need to be there? Rob, what are you thinking?
So I'm not going to pretend to be an Arrowhead tailgating aficionado or an expert. I do not tailgate at Arrowhead all that often, but I have a friend, and they do a big setup. So to best answer your question, I need a little more information. Because if you're just going to walk around the parking lot, that energy is different than you're going to a tailgate that has a big setup, some food, some drink, because timelines change. So do you have a tailgate plan?
Or I do have a tailgate plan. Okay. I actually have multiple tailgate plans. I've already got that set up. You know me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going out there without a, I know exactly where I'm going to eat. I know exactly where I'm going to drink. Like, I'm not. You think I'm just going out there and I got to be willy-nilly and I got to hope that somebody recognizes me and then I got to fake, like, oh, hey, can I eat with? No, I'm not doing that. I'm going out there with a plan. But I do want to catch the vibes. I want to listen to the music. I want to have a little drink. I want to have me a little pulled pork sandwich before I go in and watch a little Sunday night football. But somebody is saying you got to get there early in the morning. I don't want to go. If you're telling me I got to be out there early in the morning, hey, you can have my tickets. I don't want to go out there that early. This is what I would like to do. This is what I want to do. I want to watch Red Zone at the house, a little witching hour. And then when the witching hour is over, my friend who's going to be watching it with me, hey, it's just time to go. We then go out to the stadium. I live downtown, hoping I get to the, let's say it takes me 30, 45 minutes to get in there. I'm in the parking lot by 4:15, 4:30. That gives me, what, 2.5 hours. I feel like that's enough time for me to be moving and shaking out there. Why do I need to be out there more than that?
Here's what I would tell you to do. I would tell you to get in the car and get moving and grooving. Because I know where you live. You're downtown. I would say go leave downtown in between 3 and 3:30 and aim to get to Arrowhead around 4, 4:15. Because you can walk around, catch a vibe, get some drink, have a good time. But because tailgating at Arrowhead is such a big deal, the people that get there early, these 4 a.m. monsters on the text line, what they end up doing is they usually end up gobbling two or three spots with their tailgate because they get there when the gates open. So parking and the traffic becomes problematic quick. So I would say leave your house at 2:30 or 3, be to Arrowhead at 3:30 or 4, and then you have 2 hours to walk around and catch a vibe. I'm not a noon person. I'm not a be at the gates early person, but I think if you're in line trying to get at Arrowhead at 4, 4:30, you ain't really tailgating so much.
Okay, so this is, I have heard about this. A lot of people have told me about Lot J. Now, I obviously have not been to one of these Lot J tailgates, but the way that these tailgates are described, that sounds like the place to be. The way that people talk about these Lot J tailgates, they seem to have the setup. Now, I'll tell you guys, I got the hookup over at the Tickets for Less tailgate. Now, I don't know what kind of setup you got, but I'm assuming their setup's very professional. They got TVs in there. It's all you can eat, all you can drink. It seems like a little corporate bigwig situation. You go in there, you network a little bit. Everybody's in a good situation. I can sit down, I can chill. But I don't want it to be too professional. You know what I mean? I want to go out with the people. I want to play a little cornhole. I want to throw the football around. So I'm not, I don't got to just stay there, but I at least know worst case scenario, Rob, I got a home base. I'm not, if I got to do too much to go get the, no, I got a place. I got a place that Sterling got the burn-ins. I got a place that's got the drinks. I don't need to, that's why I like having at least a guaranteed. But I have heard about this Lot J ticket setup, and the way that people talk about the Lot J, that sounds like where I need to be.
So I would tell you this, because again, I have a very cursory understanding of the Arrowhead situation.
Based on all the times that I've given you tickets, what are you be out there doing?
I got friends who tailgate. I don't know the corporate tailgate situation.
I didn't know the situation.
I don't know the corporate.
Because now I'm starting to regret these decisions that I've made in my life where I'm like, hey, here you go. Why don't you go to the game?
I don't have
You know how many great games I've missed in my life because I wanted you to go to the game?
Hold on. Hold on.
You're my man.
Hold on. You weren't going to these games because it was under 65 degrees out. Most times I get these tickets like, yo, it's cold. I ain't going. That text comes through more often than not. Hey, Sam, it's cold. Here are the tickets.
A couple of the times. I was willing to brave the cold a couple of the times, but you know what? You my mans. So I was like, you know what? Let me bless you with these. Go to the game. But now I feel like you're not even getting the situation. You're not even doing all the things out there.
I have a friend who has a great tailgate setup. They have TVs. They have the whole nine. I have a great setup. I've never been to these corporate. You're in, you know, the front row. They have like a nice, you know, bathroom situation. I've never been in those. I would say
I'm guessing the Tickets for Less tailgate.
I'm assuming
they got that one. That's the one I need to be at.
You need to go amongst the people and figure out the vibes. And then, you know, as you get closer to kickoff, maybe go to your little corporate retreat, your little, you know, commercialized outfit in the front. But yeah, experience with the people first.
Yeah, I'm just not trying to go to nobody's tailgate and all you got is Bud Light and hot dogs, dog. Like, this, come on now. What are we doing? I had a better spread at home if I just watched Sunday Night Football at the crib by myself. I want to go over there where you got to eat. You got the ribs? What are you drinking, Tito's? That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what else people got going on over there, but that's all I need to know. Somebody said, come to our tailgate. We got food trucks. Like, you got to pay for the food over there? Oh. I don't need to be over there. That's not where I need to be. No, not at all.
What do they mean by they have food trucks? Do they own a food truck?
I don't know. That's what I'm sitting here saying. Someone said Lot M, there's a tailgate area. They have a band, and they also had food trucks over there. Wait, I got to pay for the food? I'm not going over there. Not when I got a setup. I'm not paying to go over there. Come on now.
Yeah, no.
I got questions. They got tacos on this food truck? Because I love a good taco truck. I love it.
This is also the place that the guy said they have a band. I would love to watch you watch a band play.
DJ, sure. You got a band out there. I got to hear your, you know what I got to, you know what I don't want? I don't want your version of this.
All right. If you had one shot.
That's the kind of band you
one
got?
One opportunity to be the loudest crowd that we
if
have
Lot
seen
If Lot M had
summer.
Taylor Swift performing, you better be there.
Would you take that
is
shot?
Is she singing those songs?
Just let it slip. Yo.
I'd be like, hey, Tay Tay, come on down. Why don't you just play the album version? The edited for the kids. We got kids around. Can we play the edited version? Can we play the radio version?
You're
That's all we
boo
need.
Boo if she plays it.
Yes, play the radio version, please. Please, Tay. That's all we need. I was actually scrolling on TikTok and I heard a portion of that Wood song. I shut off my phone. I just turned it off. I was, you know what? I felt like at that point I reached the end of the algorithm on TikTok and it was time for me to just do something very different with my life. I didn't ever want to hear that song, and I was forced to hear it. That's what I was. I was forced to hear it. All right, coming up on the other side, let's get back to Missouri. They got a very important game this weekend against Alabama. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right. We're going to get back to serious things. I promise you we are. This is what I wanted to get to. So I learned that Taylor Swift did a cover of Lose Yourself, you know, Chiefs, Lions, Kansas City, Detroit. You know, I thought it was relevant. Rob, there's a website. I did not know it exists. It is called Swiftopedia. It is taylorswift.fandom.com. She has her own fan website. And they have a list of all the covers with the links that she has ever done. Do you want to hear more Taylor Swift covers as the show continues? Because we've heard a couple of them. You and I have heard September by Earth, Wind & Fire. We've heard her version of Umbrella by Rihanna. We played her version of Lose Yourself. I mean, do you want to hear her version of Irreplaceable by Beyonce? Do you want to hear her version of Living on a Prayer? I mean, we got a lot of these. If you want to hear more Taylor Swift covers, I'm here to play them for you. If you want to hear them as the show progresses, I'm in a good mood. The weather is good. We got Mizzou, Alabama. We got Chiefs and Lions. I'm in a great, fantastic mood today. So I want to play what you want to hear, Rob. I'm here to make you happy. I'm here to play the hits. If you want more Taylor Swift covers today on the show, I got them for you.
I don't. I really don't want more Taylor Swift covers.
Okay.
I've heard Umbrella, I've heard September, and I've heard Lose Yourself. I prefer her regular music, please and thank you.
Okay.
We can play Wood. I know you like that song. We just play Wood.
Let's move on. See, let's move on. I tried to make this a serious topic, and of course you had to go joke about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's move on. I want to play for you guys what Brandon Walker had to say. Brandon Walker is with Barstool, and Brandon Walker, he told a lie on his podcast.
Missouri, this is a once in a generation type of opportunity. This is, we finally got our coach. We finally got everything. He's laid the foundation, and everything in the Drink era has led to this moment right here. They are undefeated. This is the biggest game. If you're an Alabama fan, this isn't the biggest game of the month. If you're a Missouri fan, this is the biggest game of your life.
Okay. What he said about Eli Drinkwitz specifically is very true. This is the most important game of the Eli Drinkwitz era. There's no question about that being the case. It is absolutely the most important game. This is a gotta have it. Missouri, all of the recruiting, all of the transfer portal, all of the NIL, how competitive I think they've been on a national scale and really elevating their program and elevating their brand to be competitive in the SEC has led them to this moment. No question. This is not one of the 10 biggest Missouri football games that I've ever seen. It's not one of the 10.
It's
not one
high.
Of the 10 that I've seen. It's not top 10. Their game against Kansas in 2007 was bigger than this game. Their game in 2008 at home against Oklahoma State. Come on now. Like, I'm excited about the game, too. I'm fired up about the game, too. It's not even the biggest game they've had since they've been in the SEC. This isn't the biggest game that they've had. In 2013, they had a home game against Texas A&M. They needed to win that game to go to the SEC championship. It was a home night game against Johnny Manziel. For my Missouri fans, you know what game I'm talking about. It's the Henry Josie game. It's my favorite play as a Missouri fan. It's Josie's dive into the end zone. I was in that end zone. We were going crazy. That was a bigger game than this one. The next year, they had a home game against Arkansas. They needed that to go to the SEC championship game. Two times in our lifetime, Missouri has needed one game to win to go to the national championship. What are we doing here? After they beat Kansas in 2007, they had the Big 12 championship and San Antonio against Oklahoma. If they win, they go to the national championship. This game is bigger than that. Come on now. Come on now. The only way this can be the biggest Missouri game you've seen is if you're 11. That's the only way. If you're 11, yeah, sure. This is the biggest game you've ever seen. I'm happy for you. I'm pulling for you. But Missouri has these kinds of games somewhat regularly as a program, or at least they have for the last 20 years. They've had these games before. This is the Oklahoma game in 2010. You remember? Game day was there. Blaine Gabbert. The students rushed the field. They've had this game before. Now, they haven't won this game a whole lot. They did win that Oklahoma game. That's what makes it so special. They did win the KU game back in 2007. But, yeah, but Missouri's had this game before. Big regular season game. A big, hey, are you ready to take that next step as a program? Are you ready to take that next step? I don't know who Tier 1 is in the SEC right now. I don't know who it is. I think Georgia's in Tier 1, but I saw Georgia get dominated at home. I think Alabama's in that category. I saw them get beat by Florida State. Texas looks terrible so far this year. Tennessee's good, but is Tennessee really that much better than Missouri? I think now with the transfer portal and NIL, at least this season in the SEC, the lines feel very blurred. I don't know if there's a big gap anymore between 1 through 7 right now in the SEC. There's not a huge gap. There used to be a pretty big gap. Rob, you and I come from the era where Florida, when Florida was good, they were much better than everybody else in the SEC. When Alabama was good, when Auburn's been good, when it was that team in the SEC, they were head and shoulders above everybody else. That's not where we are right now in the SEC. Maybe in the Big Ten with Ohio State, with Oregon. That's not how it is in the SEC. So to me, this is one of those games. I want to know where Missouri is. Are they a Tier 2 SEC team? And that's a good year. Missouri goes 9-3. They go to a decent bowl game, but that's not a playoff team. Or are they a team that can unlock the next stage of the college football season? And the next stage of the college football season is it's go time. It's time to see if you can make the college football playoff. That's what we have boiled the season down to. The same way that we judge success back in the old days about did your team make a BCS bowl game? That's what the playoff is now. There are 11 spots that are available. Can you grab one of those 11 spots? You don't need to win the SEC anymore. You don't need to be number one or number two in the BCS standings anymore. Can you be one of the four best teams in the SEC? I don't know if you can be one of the four best teams in the SEC if you lose this game at home in Alabama.
I agree. I don't think they can be a top 14 in the SEC if they lose to Bama. I also don't think they can be a playoff team if they lose to Bama, because I this is going to sound like hate, and I don't mean it that way. I don't know Mizzou is, after the Bama game, running through their schedule. Like, they have Vanderbilt, who's really good. They have A&M, who's really good. Like, I'm not saying they have four or five losses on their schedule, but I don't think they are undefeated. So I think if you lose the Bama game, you go 10-2, 9-3, and you're probably on the outside looking in. Where if you beat Bama and go 10-2, I think that changes things. But to Brandon Walker's point, and I'm not trying to agree with Brandon Walker, this is Eli Drinkwitz's biggest game at Mizzou.
100%. No doubt. I agree with that, for sure. I'm only disputing that it's the biggest game in your life. It's not one of the 10 biggest Missouri games I've seen. If you want to argue it's the biggest game they've had in a decade, sure. I see people on the text line. This is the biggest game Missouri has had since the Texas A&M game back in 2013. I guess you could say the SEC championship game, the first one. Auburn. The game against the first one. Because the second one against Alabama, we all knew. They were getting smoked in that game. They were not close. That game was not competitive. So if you want to say it's the biggest game since then, sure. It's not the biggest game of my life when it comes to Missouri. To your point about the schedule with Mizzou, I mean, they have these five games. They have home against Alabama, on the road against Auburn, on the road against Vanderbilt. I love Mizzou. They ain't winning both on the road at Auburn and at Vanderbilt. I'm sorry. They're not winning both of those games. They're losing one of those two games. I don't know which one they're losing, but they are losing one of those two games. You then got A&M at home, Mississippi State, and I think Mississippi State is actually kind of competitive this season. A&M, and you got OU. You got OU, which we think by that point, their quarterback is going to be back. I mean, he might play this week. He might play this week. So he might be back for that game. Me and you both thought he could miss 2-3 weeks. He might just miss 1 week and be back on the team. So you got to go 3-2 in those games, and you can't get embarrassed in the other ones. Last year, Missouri, I thought, was pretty good. But in the games that really mattered, you got your doors blown off in those games. You got smoked by Alabama. You got smoked by A&M. You're out. You're eliminated. You have no chance of making it to the college football playoff if that's the case. You are back in the exact same spot. I think Missouri is better at just about everything than they were last year. I know they don't maybe have the names that they had last year in the wide receiver room. I think they are a more complete team this year than they were last year. I think they're better at quarterback. They're more explosive at running back. I think their wide receiver room is more complete and developed than it was last year. I think their defense is better. I think their offensive line is Missouri has everything you need to make a playoff run. But that's just on paper. That is just conversation. You got to prove it on the field. It goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. I don't care about rankings. I don't care about where Missouri's ranked or Alabama. Win your games. That's all you got to focus on in college football. Win your games and the rest will take care of itself. Because you're not fighting for three spots anymore like you were. I get it. Back then, perception really mattered. When you got 11 spots, just win your games. Take care of the home games. Take care of Alabama at home. Take care of A&M at home. And you got to steal probably two or three of these on the road. If you can go on the road and beat Auburn and Oklahoma, you will find yourself in the college football playoff. And ultimately, that is all that matters in college football. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we are expected to be joined by Nate Taylor of ESPN. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Red Friday. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Binkley's going to join us in studio. Nate's a little bit under the weather, so you know what? We're going to tag in our guy, Jay Binkley. Certainly a lot of Chiefs to get into. Also a lot of MU and Alabama to get into. So Binkley will join us here coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. I don't know if I've ever told you guys this or not. So one of the traditions that we have in my friend group is every year we have a big Christmas party. My friend, they host it at their home every year. It is something that we look forward to. I'm not really one to wear pajamas, but you got to be in theme for this. The reason I'm telling you guys this is going to these parties helped me develop one of my takes that I have on the show. You guys have heard me talk about the Wikipedia test, how when you go to a player's Wikipedia page, go over to the right and look at awards and accomplishments and what did they do? And if you have a lot of awards and accolades, usually that means you are a Hall of Famer. If you don't, then I don't know. We got some questions about you. The other thing that I've come up with is the YouTube test. So we have like a thing in our friend group where we all get to go around and we get to watch one person's YouTube highlight. It's like the fellas, the ladies are off doing things and we're just, it's, so it's just guy time. It's the fellas. So everybody gets to pick one athlete and we watch their YouTube highlights. It's just become like a yearly tradition that we do. This helped me come up with the YouTube test. The ultimate YouTube test of all the players that we have ever watched is Barry Sanders. I still have never seen anybody like Barry before him and in the, 30 years since Barry Sanders played in the NFL, there has still not been a player like him. There are very few players that we have ever seen that you can call truly unique. You cannot find me a player who played like Steph Curry before Steph Curry existed. You've seen everybody that shot a basketball before. There was not somebody pulling up from 40 feet and turning around and waving at the crowd while the ball was still in the air before Steph. A lot of people have tried to copy it since then, but he is just a completely different beast. Barry Sanders is the most unique athlete that we have ever seen. I've never seen anything like it before. It didn't look like he was playing in the NFL. It looked like he was a varsity player who went down and was playing against the JV. He was maybe the best college running back that we had ever seen. Like if you go back to his senior year, the year he won the Heisman Trophy, we've never seen anything like that. And then in the National Football League on a team that wasn't very talented, where you know teams are loading the box to stop you, they still couldn't stop him. We've never seen anything like it. There is not a player in the NFL history that reminds you of Barry Sanders. There isn't. He is the most unique player that we have ever seen. He is the invention of the YouTube test. You can show Barry Sanders highlights today. You can show him 50 years from now, 100 years from now. It will always stand up. It will always hold. And I think one of the crazy things about the Detroit Lions is 10 years later, they got another player who also passes the YouTube test. There will never be a time in which Calvin Johnson is not impressive. Never. You know how there's some guys that you look at their stats, like Terry Bradshaw, for example, is kind of one of those players. Like, you look at his stats, you're like, was he really that good? There will never be a time in which you have to ask that question about Calvin Johnson. I don't care what era of football we're in. I'm telling you, that guy was a beast. He was dominant. The Lions have had two of the most unique players, Rob, that we have ever seen. It's also crazy, like, of all the crazy, like, anecdotes, Calvin Johnson went to a school that ran the triple option. How did they convince him to go there?
I think he was there before it was triple option.
Well, he should have hit the portal. They didn't even have the portal back then, but he should have hit the portal.
You know what's crazy about both those players? And this is why the YouTube test is so fun. And I didn't know you did that around the holidays. Actually, it's a very, very fun idea because sometimes the YouTube test, like, works backwards and forwards. Like, it's great because players who were great, we remember their greatness. But sometimes there are great NFL players whose highlight tape is better than their output. Because you know who else is great on the YouTube test? Now, it's college football. No one's better than Tavon Austin on the YouTube test. No one.
I could find a lot of people who are better than him on the test. I get what you're saying, though. Tavon was a dog, though. Don't get me wrong.
Tavon has a special YouTube tape, and people wax poetically about him because of his YouTube tape.
You always laugh about me on somebody who had the YouTube test. You know who passes the YouTube test? Peter Wark.
100% Peter Wark.
Peter Wark.
I think I said Cam Newton. Cam Newton also passed.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Cam, for sure. Cam Newton to Auburn is the best. Hold on. I want to read this text really quickly. Someone on the text line says, Barry Sanders unique, yes, but the best is Adrian Peterson. You wasn't around for Barry Sanders then. I'm telling you. You weren't around for Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders in 1997 ran for 2,000 yards. Rob, he averaged 6 yards a carry on the Lions. He ran for 2,000 yards, had double-digit touchdowns, and ran for 6.1 yards per carry. Nah, man, he was different. I'm telling you, that man was different. He led the NFL in rushing yards 4 times in his career, and every one of those times he averaged over 5 yards an attempt. Think about when it comes to running backs, how much we blame everything else. Like, oh, well, they were stacking the box. Oh, well, the offensive line wasn't good enough. It didn't matter. Put Barry Sanders on any team. He does this. I saw him do it at Oklahoma State. I saw him do it with Detroit. I'm telling you, that man was, he was different. And Adrian Peterson was a dog. I'm not here trying to knock Adrian Peterson at all. He wasn't Barry, though.
I looked this up because I think it might be one of my favorite stats of all time. And by the way, this is not an insult to Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson in college was great, too.
A dog, yeah, for sure.
Have you seen Barry Sanders' 1988 game log at Oklahoma State?
Yeah, it's insane.
His worst rushing day of the season was 25 for 154 against Missouri. That was his low watermark. He had 300 yards against Tulsa, easy money. He had K-State fans. He had 320 against you. He had 312 against Kansas. Like, Barry Sanders at Oklahoma State, it was before I was born, but his game log alone is just, what? How did he do that? And then you watch the YouTube test, the highlight. I was, you know, young enough to see him on, you know, NFL on Fox have a Lions game. It was strictly for him. He looked like he had like turtle wax on his jersey and no one could tackle him. It was incredible.
Yeah, someone on the text line asked if the YouTube test only works if they were great in the pros. No, you can certainly have a great college tape for sure. Like, absolutely have a great college tape. Like, someone says you're forgetting Johnny Manziel. Yeah, Johnny Manziel's year, it's going to pass the YouTube test. Absolutely. Like, Johnny didn't do anything in the NFL. Why we love Johnny is that first year at Texas A&M, a dog. Someone asked, who is the best YouTube Chiefs player? Dante Hall. That 18 months of Dante Hall, special. I mean, Mahomes is ultimately going to be the answer. But if you were to say, you just got to watch a 10-minute clip of the best version of themselves, is Dante Hall.
Ooh, if you're looking for 10 minutes, it's Jamal Charles. Dante Hall's 2-minute video might beat Charles, but if you're asking for 10 minutes, oh, Charles is going to have some stuff on there.
Yeah, he's going to have some stuff on there. I would love to see what the Dante Hall, I wish someone could put this together. The thing is, the Jamal Charles highlights are going to be a much better definition than the other ones. They're going to be in a lot. Yeah, they're going to be in a lot better. So it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
You don't want to watch fuzzy video of him shaking was Al Wilson out of his shoes? Goodness gracious.
Someone on the text line, what about DeAnthony Thomas? He passed the YouTube test. Absolutely. DeAnthony.
At Oregon.
Yeah, no, 100%. No, there's a lot of guys who in college absolutely passed the YouTube test. Yeah, no. Especially in high school basketball. We could point to a lot of guys, Rob, that their high school basketball tape, Like, what in the world? Like, what were you doing? Austin Rivers. If you're ever bored, just type in Austin Rivers high school basketball, and you would think that you were watching Isaiah Thomas. I'd never seen anything like it.
Sebastian Telfair was like, what?
Yeah, no.
What's happening?
Out of this world. No, absolutely out of this world. All right, coming up on the other side, we're going to get Binkley to join us in studio. He'll take the place of Nate Taylor for today. We're going to talk a little Sunday night football. We're also going to get you ready for a very important matchup in the SEC between Missouri and Alabama. That's coming up. Keep it right here. So drive.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.